Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I'm Nicole and I'm joined by my amazing co-hosts, Adam and Rebecca.
Hello.
Hello.
Never know what name you're going to get.
I know. It's different every time. And today's a Rebecca day.
Today's a Rebecca day. She got a Rebecca hairstyle.
She rode up on the Rhode Island. She gave up.
Actually, your hair is actually giving Becky today, not Rebecca. So I might change it throughout the episode. Today.
I know that this is a podcast and no one's going to actually see it. But the way that the curtain bangs are happening, the bun, it's like, it's
kind of a look, mom, right?
But like, I'm still hot. I still got
it. Vibe.
I'm not wearing those 90s men's denim shorts.
Oh my God. Nothing more confronting than seeing yourself out in a dressing room. In your outfit you showed up in. It's not fun. Yeah, see, this is why I love bangs, because I literally have my hair in a messy bun for everybody who's listening. And I look put together right now because I have bangs and they're styled.
Yeah. See, I have my hair also in a messy bun, but I have all of the flyaways that are just pew. And if I had bangs, you wouldn't really see those. And then there's my five head.
Exactly. It's camouflage. Definitely camouflage.
Okay. Well, today's going to be a fun one. Last week, you guys got plants that were trending when we started our plant collections back in 2018, 2019-ish. And today we're going to talk about the trendy plants of 2023, which there's some that I have not, let's be honest, I haven't heard of any of these. Okay. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it, but first we have to catch up. So let's do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Adam, how was your week? How's it going?
The week's been good. This last weekend, we hit up Trader Joe's and got all of the fall faves because they all hit the shelves.
They are everywhere. Like the amount of fall things that Trader Joe's has, I don't remember them having this many things.
I think they've like caught on that we love it and they just like go nuts.
Yeah, they saw the TikToks.
You guys know my favorite cookies there, the JoJo's, the chocolate dipped ones. They have pumpkin covered ones now. They have pumpkin like regular ones, but then they also have the dipped ones. I never put something in my cart so quickly. I was just like, boink.
They're so good.
Oh, I'm just drooling thinking about them right now.
Wait, what's another fall item you purchased at Trader Joe's?
The spiced chai concentrate, very good.
So good.
I'm gonna have to try that.
What were the other pumpkin things? Just like pumpkin cookies.
So snacks.
Yeah.
They have.
Because I'm thinking of.
Did you see the maple cookies? The maple leaf. Cookies, those are my favorite. Too. They're so
good. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I need to put them in the fridge though. Like the icing is a little too like runny for me because when you bite in it kind of goop gushes out. But so good. I need to get more.
Okay, I need to try those. I was on the fence about trying those, so now put me over. Gonna try.
Yeah.
I'm
maple cookie. Frosting.
Leaf.
It's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
I want to try like the pumpkin pasta sauce.
Okay.
And like the pumpkin ravioli. I want to try that.
Yes. Okay.
See, my Trader Joe's, I do get some things like that, but my Trader Joe's is always just like the snacks.
Okay.
And the one time I went, one of, you know, because the cashier there, it's not like Dutch Brothers, but it's kind of close. We're like, how's
it's
your day?
Borderline.
Like, what's your peak and pit today? Like, what's been their best and worst? Just, and I'm just like, okay. But one time I unloaded my thing. I like put my thing up. She's like, oh, is this a new diet called the snack diet? And I was like, bitch, what?
Oh, bitch. Watch it.
I was like,
we have the same reaction.
I was a little offended. So now every time I go to Trader Joe's, like I sometimes will throw in like a frozen food item that's not something packed full
snacks.
Of sugar, just so I, yeah.
That's offensive.
Okay, but here's like Trader Joe's is like king of snacks. Like they have like shelves lined with snacks. They should come to expect it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, here's a whole basket full of chocolate dipped cookies, and then I threw in an apple on the top, being like, and I'll take
this
apple.
Cheap apple.
Grocery shopping. Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I'm starving because my lovely partner has had to go into the office 3 days this week, and I just don't eat lunch when he's not here because I am spoiled.
Mm-hmm. We know.
And on Monday night, because he was going into the office on Tuesday, on Monday night, I was like, so did, like, do you have my lunches like sorted out? as a joke, mostly.
Okay.
But then a little
mostly.
You know, can you put together a little bento box before you go and just like write instructions on it? People do that.
I'm people so do that. Shook right now. That is so funny.
Listen, anytime I go out of town, because I'm the cook in the house, I try to make a big meal the night before I leave so that there's leftovers for like the next 2 days, because I'm convinced that my family just won't eat.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they'll probably order food or go get food, but they're not in the kitchen cooking. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. And he knew because what he does is he like comes home, opens the fridge. Because honestly, our fridge stresses me out to a point that I don't even open it because I'm that stressed about it. It's just
really,
it's unorganized, it's messy. There's like 90% condiments because Steve loves condiments. But anyway,
he's a condiment man.
He comes home, looks in the fridge, and then he'll be like, "What'd you eat for lunch?" And I'll be like, "Nothing." And then he gets like mad.
Cereal.
It's like a game. Yeah.
Hey, and don't knock a good bowl of cereal or a good bowl of granola for lunch.
Yeah, it's
little granola, little yogurt.
It is Count Chocula season. Like this.
It is Count Chocula season.
This is what I came for.
Yes, I love breakfast food. I just went to the grocery store before we chatted because I went to physical therapy, and then Dan was like, "Oh, we need cereal and milk," so I went to Sam's. And, you know, every time I go to Sam's, you cannot spend under $100 in, like, a Costco or Sam's. You can't.
Okay.
You cannot.
See, I just went in and I got a few things.
Do you do the app checkout at Sam's?
App checkout? No.
Bro,
what's that?
She goes in and she browses those lines.
No, life changer. You download the Sam's Club app, you, like, load your stuff into it, and you just scan the items as you put them in your cart, and then you can just walk to the exit. And then they look at your app that you paid, they scan it, and then they scan the items in the cart, and that's it. You don't even have to go to a checkout. You just walk out the store.
What?
Really?
Yeah, Steve does it all the time. It's like, I was like, this is nice.
See, that's how self-checkout should be, okay? That is self-checkout to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit
and
there scanning
like,
shit.
He also, we have to scan it before we leave the area that it's in because he wants to make sure that the price is reading correctly.
No, Steve.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. I've never done that. Is that just with the Sam's Club app?
Yeah. Yeah. Download it. Get that situated. It's nice.
I will.
Okay. So you guys are Sam's Club girlies, not Costco girlies. Would you have Costco too?
I don't think Becca has Costco near her. We didn't in the Midwest. So like,
no, we don't have a Costco or else I would be a Costco girlie if I had the choice.
Okay, because we're a Costco fam, but I don't have a Costco membership, and Jay wants to get one because Ted has one, so there's no point in like all of us having one.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay wants to like get put on it, and I'm like, I don't need another reason to spend money. Like, I walk into Costco and want to try everything, but like every one item is like $20, you know, because it's bulk. So wait, you go to Sam's Club for milk and cereal?
Yes, because we are milk and cereal people. Cow's milk, you know?
Yeah.
Cow's milk.
They are the cow.
I'm confessing.
And they are eating that cereal.
And we eat cow's milk with our
As
cereal.
For me and
Big
my
bowl.
House, we serve the bowl.
We serve the cow, okay? Yeah.
See, I think cereal is so underrated, as we were discussing earlier. It's delicious. And growing up, we would only really have like the grain cereals, like the non-sugar cereals. My parents were very adamant about that. And like maybe sometimes we would get like Fruit Loops. Like, but that was rare, okay? Now when I go, I'm like, which cereal has the highest sugar content? I'm like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Put it in the cart.
Boom.
You know,
oh
like
God, yes.
I love it. But my favorite cereal of all time is Honey Nut Cheerios. And like I would eat Honey Nut Cheerios every single day. You cut up a banana and put that in there. Amazing.
Have you tried the pumpkin spice Cheerios? This is the real question.
Yeah.
I didn't
like them.
That was a thing.
Oh,
there's so many different flavored Cheerios.
I always had to add sugar. Like I always added like spoonfuls of sugar. And then when you dip your spoon down, you kind of get in the bottom and you bring up that like.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The sugar.
Yes. The memories. Anyway, I used to buy cereal based on what free toy I wanted inside the box. I don't think they do that anymore.
The free toy? No. Budget cuts. They do not. Not that I know of anyway. We used to get the bags of cereal, you know, like budget bag of cereal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those talk about high sugar content.
I love
those.
That's
like triple.
Love the bags.
Yummy.
The little UFO ones, but they were like the yellow Captain Crunch. Like that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
But they were like shaped in like a disc. That was my absolute favorite, but I don't see them anymore. They don't have that one anymore.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't bought those in a while, which maybe I should go back to because food's expensive, you guys. Oh, a box of cereal is not cheap anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No, it is not cheap anymore, which like, just is appalling.
I'm like, what is it made out of? A little bit of corn, a little bit of sugar. Like, what the hell? Why is it so expensive?
I know. Yeah. And, you know, when I was pregnant, cereal was one of the only things I could keep down. Like,
yeah,
it only came up maybe like once or twice. And that was good for me. And my friend is a dietitian. And she was like, if cereal stays down, then you eat cereal. Like, just eat it. It's fortified. Most cereals are fortified. So, like, eat it.
Yeah.
Who cares? Yeah.
You eat it.
Okay. Let me look up my week last week. What did I do?
Okay. Audience, she's pulling up her calendar.
I really am because, okay, so last week, but I talked about this last week. See? Okay, I had the weekend off. I had Saturday and Sunday off, you guys. Who is she?
You hung out with your football moms, which I thought was really cute.
I hung out with the football moms. We went to, that was the week before.
Oh.
Did I hang out with them this past weekend? No, I didn't.
Okay.
Did I?
Ignore me.
I don't remember. I don't remember what I did. Well, Sunday I did absolutely nothing because it was just a great day to do nothing. Mm-hmm. And like, it's crazy because I'm so busy that when I have a day off on the weekend, I'm like, what should I do? Like, should I do something or should I do nothing? You know, like it's always the battle.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very excited about fall and having some time off because, okay, half of my shelves are cleaned off with my plants right now because I purchased some of those drops for fungus gnats. Have you heard of these drops? I don't even know what they're called.
No.
Okay, what are they called? I need to look them up. Natalie sent them to me yesterday, last night. I was talking about it on my Patreon Zoom call. They are called Ecological Labs Microbe Mosquito Control. It's for like aquariums. Her and another one of my patrons use these drops. Like you just put one drop in your watering can.
Oh, Petco.
The watering
can. You
can
get it at Petco.
Can you? Okay, I ordered mine from Amazon because I just did, and it's going to be here today. But you put like one drop in your watering can and you water all your plants thoroughly, and then you just kind of like top it off with this water, and it's a, like, they both swear by it. They're like, I have not had fungus gnats.
Okay.
And I was like,
you need
doing it.
You need to keep us updated, okay?
Okay, because you still have an issue, don't you?
No, I'm just saying, like, I just don't, I have never heard that. So I think that's a good thing we can talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so I'm going to do a little experiment, and I'm going to let you know what I think. Because, okay, I talked about this last week, but I haven't watered my plants in, like, going on 4 weeks now. 4 weeks, you guys. Mm-hmm. The ones that are alive, the plants that have made it, are real ones. And those are the ones you want.
You now have access to them, but you still haven't watered them.
Correct.
I wish I looked closer. I would come bear some of your burden.
Mm-hmm. So last night, Jay had, like, he used to DJ in a pastime, and he had all of his equipment all over the living room. You could tell he was his single bachelor down there for 2 weeks because he just had his shit all over. Jay's shit was just all over the place. So I was like, I'm going to need this table to water my plants. It's what I put the plants on. He's like, oh, I'll move it right now. And I was like, well, I didn't mean right now. This was like at 8 o'clock at night. Like, I need to get in the zone, you know? I need to get in the mental state for watering plants. But then he moved it all, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to do this. So I got through checking all of my plants, pulling all the dead leaves off, throwing some out, and, like, today's watering day. So after the podcast, I'm going to go get Mia, and then I'm going to water everything, and mm-hmm. I'm going to keep you posted on this stuff. I'm going to let you know what it does, because I have fungus gnats still, and every one of my plants is bone dry. Bone fucking dry. Mm. Sorry. Yeah. So that also just, listen, you can still have fungus gnats with dry soil, okay? Don't let anybody else tell you different. I'm living proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, what was I going to
say? I lost it.
Oh, I think you need a plant watering movie, okay? Because you've got, as we discussed in our Brave Yet Controversial episode, you've got a cleaning movie. You've got a, what was the other thing you have?
Editing movie.
Editing. Your editing movie. And
down and dirty movie.
I think you need a watering movie.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Go to really Patreon if you want to hear about it. No, I'm just kidding.
The Grinch Stole
the Jim Carrey version. No other version.
That
he does his little poses.
Is so funny. Yes. Ooh.
Love That's a good it. Green
I'm
man.
Not going.
I do like
Bonnie that movie is like an intricate part of my personality. I just want you to know that. I know like every line. Like, whenever it's time for that movie to come out, I'm like, like, I know every single line. And, like,
really?
I drop those lines in my day-to-day speech, like, at least once a day. Like, Daniel knows very well, like, my little...
It's Grinch time.
Yeah. And I don't even think he knew that they came from the Grinch. And to begin with, because it just was so random, like the most random little quotes. Yeah. I love that movie.
Oh, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I like the song in it from Faith Hill.
Where are you, Christmas? Do you remember?
That's like my favorite Christmas song. Anyway, so that's where I'm at with life and plants. And, you know, I feel like I should really do a video, or at least talk about it on the podcast, about every single plant that survived this war, should we say?
Honestly, that is a good video, clickbait video, like, who's here after 1 month of neglect or something.
Yeah,
we can workshop because, a better title than that, but that's a good video.
Mm-hmm. You know what plant finally made it in the trash? Well, it didn't. It didn't yet, but I walked to the trash can maybe like 3 or 4 times with it. And I think I put it down on the table. I did put it down on the table because I couldn't do it. But the obovata that you gave me, the one with the mites, I couldn't do it. It looks so bad.
Oh, I wish you were done by your plants because I want to see them.
It looks so bad. I'm gonna send you a video later.
Girl, I can give you, I can send you another cutting that's gonna be
That's from 2020. That was like when the world was in crises and you sent me that plant and it holds sentimental value.
Well, I still have the same plant.
It's its sibling.
I know. Okay.
Just let me know.
LMK. Okay, well. Okay. But anyway, that's my thing. Becca, what about you? How you doing over there? You ready to unmute yourself?
Okay. I have to say, this is like the only work commitment that I am meeting on time every single week, because like I am so past all my deadlines. Like, I'm just like really overwhelmed right now, to be honest. Like,
yeah.
Life feels a little hard. So,
yeah.
You know, like having all the same expectations of myself and then now having a kid, it's just hard. So, I'm trying to balance everything and like figure out what my schedule should be, because it all, like, I put everything off until it all has to be done on the same day, and then I have like a full day of like running around and being stressed and like feeding Nora every 2 hours, and like I get like frustrated because I'm like, oh, I have to pull myself out of the work hole to feed her. You know, it's just, it's hard. So
when you're, especially when you're like recording a video or when you get the energy up to do that and then you have to come out of that, it's the same with editing, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm in the zone for editing a wedding, I cannot get out of it because I won't go back to it. You know what I mean?
Yep. I'm the same way. Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. Like once I work myself up to it, it's so hard to come out. So I'm having some struggles with like balancing everything and just, yeah, balance basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm slowly figuring, actually, no, I'm not even slowly figuring it out. Let's be real. I'm not figuring it out. I'm a little stressed about it, a lot of stressed about it.
I don't want to like dive into this if you don't want to talk about it, so you can let me know your boundaries. But I know you mentioned being on Zoloft on the pod. Like that's public knowledge. And I have noticed that you're like tackling shit. Like you are getting stuff done. The the cute little months things that you sewed, the felt ones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The nursery. So then I'm like, okay, like do you think that that was helping you like kind of focus and like get things done?
Yeah, for sure. It's given me back like my, I don't know, like it's given me back my brain kind of. Like I don't have such like a fog over me, and here's how I've described it. I had depression and anxiety. Oops, I just smacked my mic. I had depression and anxiety before. That was like a normal part of my life. And like, you know, if I was having a bad day, like I could go on a walk, or I could like go shopping for a day, or like spend extra time with Daniel, and that would make me feel better. But I just don't have the capacity to do that anymore. Like certain things that would make me feel better, I don't have the time or the capacity to like put in the effort. So the Zoloft just kind of like does it for me and helps me get to that like level without me having to like really work for it for right now. And it's just nice to like not have to work so hard to be happy. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, it's wild to me that this is just how people live. Like they just naturally wake up and are just happy and like don't have to try, which is, I've always had like a baseline of, okay, like what can we do today to like feel good? And I just haven't had to do that as much, let's say. So
are there any negative side effects to it that you have experienced?
Nope. I honestly, like, I do notice, and this was similar when I was pregnant, so it's like not that weird for me, but if I get hungry, I'll get nauseous. But, like, I think nausea is, like, a common side effect. But, like, as long as I don't let myself get too hungry, it's fine. It's not a big deal. And I'm used to doing that anyway now with being pregnant. I was the same way. So it's kind of just, like, that's my life now. I just can't get really hungry, which I shouldn't have anyway. You know, you don't want your blood sugar to drop that much to begin with. So
Do they tell you to take it, like, before bed, or are you supposed to take it in the morning?
Any time of day. But before bed helps with the nausea. So that's when I take it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
So that's been has been really nice. Sorry. What were you going to say?
You and I are very similar, and it's really hard for me to stick to a schedule, but honestly, I think that's what we would thrive under. You know, mm-hmm. like I thrive under structure, but it's really hard for me to set in place the structure on myself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ugh.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's.
Working but you know home. What? Like, you're not gonna have it figured out because like this is all new. Like, and you're yeah. just rolling with the punches as best you can. So I mean, you'll get there. I know. I have faith yeah. in you, but it does suck in the interim.
Yeah, and it kind of feels like. When it rains, it pours currently because I had another hard drive crash on me. I have thrips. And what else happened? I guess those are the two big things. So the thrips are mm-hmm. still here, obviously. They're in my cabinet. They're in my plant room. Like, that's, like, the bulk of my collection. That is, like, 95% of my collection right there. Mm-hmm. So I got a ton of really great advice on the video that I posted. So I plan on implementing a lot of the things that I heard there. Starting with using a systemic again. Like, I just stopped using a systemic during this time when I was postpartum because it's just like I ran out and I didn't want to just put in the effort to buy more, which was stupid. Mm-hmm. But, and then all of a sudden now I have thrips. So I'm like, did this happen because I stopped using systemic? Possibly. So it's just annoying.
Yeah. Did but you anyway. Get your beneficials yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how things go. I'm feeling a bit defeated in that department. Like, it makes me really tired to think about it. It's just, like, mm-hmm. an enormous effort to get rid of thrips, and I'm already so tired all the time, and it's just not... It just sucks. Like, it makes me just want to, like, hire someone to do it for me because I'm so tired. No,
I know. I like, this it, is man. This is the part of, like, community that is so nice in the plant world, but not if you're, like, not around it. Because, like... Mm-hmm. Both of you, I'm just sitting here thinking like, oh, I want to come help you. Because it's always better when you have someone there who you don't really have to explain anything to.
Yeah. Right.
I wish that was easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I wish we lived too. Closer all the time. Like, there's times I think about it quite often where I'm like, I wish I lived closer to them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that feeling is like so overwhelming. And then, like, you get a moment or mm-hmm. Dan takes, you know, it's like Dan's time to be with Nora. But, like, you just want to chill. You don't want to be taking care of pests. You want to relax because you're so tired from the day.
Yep. That's been pretty much what it is. Is, like, when I get a break, I have to work. Which, like, mm-hmm. I want to work and I like working. But just right now in this state of mind that I'm currently in, I don't. It's really... hard for me to want to work and to have the time in my brain, the space in my brain to be creative and like do what I'm doing. But like there is a level of like I have to do this. Like I have to. I mm-hmm. we can't financially have me not work, you know? Like that's how it is with so many families now. It's just like I have no choice.
Every family, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to.
I know. I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, man, like back in the 80s and 90s, it was like this sweet spot where like interest rates were low and like buying a home on one income was so achievable and affordable. And now it's like, I don't know.
Never.
That'll take me down a dark hole.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so bad right now. And it, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, well, we are 30 minutes in exactly. Look at us. Look at us doing things.
Good job.
Let's get to the topic at hand, which is trendy plants that no one can afford. Woohoo!
Or can they afford them? Because, like, trendy plants are not that expensive anymore.
They're really not. which is something else I've been hearing, because I'll be honest, listen, I had a Patreon call yesterday with a few of my patrons from My Clean Leaves, and they were telling me some trendy plants, because I don't know. I just don't know these things. Guys, I went to a plant shop last week and I saw a pink princess, and I was like, how is a pink princess $12.99? Wasn't it just like $300 a couple weeks ago? Like, I'm so confused. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's up, what's current, what's the it plants. I don't. But we're going to talk about it today.
So the we can all learn
together. The hot goss.
You guys keep me young.
I gotta watch Mean Girls again. Such a good time.
Such a good movie. The first one that I thought of was the Monstera Escondido.
Oh.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look these up. Is that how?
Is that what it is? I just said that like such a white person. Please forgive me for that.
Esquilito?
Yes.
Esquilito?
Escondido. What the hell? Yeah, I think there's a Q in there maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, this is very Fenny.
Yes, very heavily Fenny-shaded. And you know, this is the one with Mama Monstera. People were thinking that that was that plant. And I'm like, no, it's just a regular Adansonia, I think. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think that it's this special plant, because imagine if I had a huge Esquilito or whatever it is. That'd be crazy.
That'd be cool. I mean, it looks like it. Like, the mature leaves look pretty Mama Monstera to me, if you're asking me. But I don't know. Very cool. Very cool looking.
Yeah. I mean,
it's giving Adansonii, though, if I'm being honest. It's
giving Adansonii. Yeah, the young leaves even look like my plant, the Mama Monstera, but these leaves are a bit more round. Mama Monstera's mm-hmm. leaves have like a nice point at the end of them, and these are much more round.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's very pretty. But it's giving oblique.
Yeah, what prices are you guys seeing on those ones?
Like, well, for a starter, like $20 to $30 for like a cutting.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all. Okay, well, Becca's done talking. Adam, what's on your list?
Okay. One that I have been like fawning over for a while, even though I'm kind of over aeroids, and I don't think I'll ever get it, but I still think it's beautiful and I love seeing photos of it. And it's a Monstera. And Becca, you kind of like jogged my memory on this, but it's the Monstera Burley Marks Flame.
Oh,
yes. So pretty. I love the look of this Monstera. Like, truly, it is so gorgeous. And, you know, maybe I would want to try it. I don't know. But it's mm-hmm. definitely in the pricey. I mean, like, I'm seeing cuttings for like $170, $180. Like, classic plant prices in the pandemic kind of thing. But,
yeah.
You know, I love me some Roberto Burley Marks and all of the cultivars that he's named or his namesake, but that one's so mm-hmm. pretty.
That is very pretty.
Yeah,
I feel like the leaves are almost like more elongated too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw one of those when we went to what was the place called? Equigenera. We went to Equigenera. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Josh had one.
Yeah, Josh had one, and that was the first time I ever saw one in person, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome.
One on my list that I chatted about with my patrons is the Ficus Shiveriana.
Yes.
Shiveriana. Have you seen this ficus? It's kind of like...
It's so pretty.
It's like light like the Tanneke, but more green, like green speckled. Very pretty.
And like kind of red... in there too.
There's red in there too.
My fries had an entire table of these.
So I think Costa Farms put some out.
And I was like, wow, this is like actually a pretty ficus, and I almost bought one.
See? You were almost trendy for a minute. Look at you. Back. For a minute. But it's very beautiful, and I'm thinking of getting one because it's cute. And have we seen how glorious Figgy Smalls is doing? So I think I can call myself a ficus expert at this point.
True. Mm-hmm. I mean, Figgy Smalls, those leaves were long too.
I know. Like, what is it doing?
I wonder if that's like it happens in lower light situations.
Lower light, no fertilizer, stress.
Yeah. All of these horrible things.
That's why my Hoya are blooming. Let's be real. All right. Those are three good ones. Now, this one price range is pretty affordable. Like, I'm seeing starter plants for under $20.
Yeah. Well,
and you said
they were fries.
You said your fries had
which is Kroger, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know what? I bought one online for like, I think $100 like last year. So that came down really fast. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, so this was a trendy plant last year.
It was like getting started last year. One of my friends really wanted one and I found it and I was like, oh! So I got it for her. And I like, it was not something I was seeing that often. I kind of thought like, ooh, this is like special. So I like jumped on it. And then yeah, like 6 months later, it was like $50 at my local shop. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Very cool. Not cool that you spent $100, but very cool.
I kind of just, I feel like I don't really have specific plants, but I do feel like in the Hoya world specifically, a lot of variegated plants are taking over, but I think actually in all the plants of the in all parts of the plant community, because I've been seeing like a push for like variegated anthuriums, like those anthuriums are kind of like Hoya people are moving to anthuriums too, which I tried. I still have two anthuriums from when we went to Equihenida back in February, and they're beautiful and big and growing, but I'm kind of over them. I had a weak moment, but now I'm like, no, I was trying, but it's still Hoya for me. But I do think variegation is, I mean, it's always like, it's always a desired mutation, I feel like, but people are more like really trying to get the, like, I see the variegated Billetier. That's like, people are talking about
very the variegated sought after. Billetier.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I like really, obviously I like variegated plants, but it's not like when I look at my collection, I don't have all that. I don't know. Actually, that might be a lie. I don't know. Like the variegated version. I guess I do have quite a few variegated plants. But like, I don't have like the appeal of like a variegated anthurium. I just don't really have it. Cause like what I love about anthurium is like the dark depth of the leaves. Like I don't really care if it's variegated. That doesn't really appeal to me, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I might be the same way. Like I gravitate more towards like darker leaves than the variegated. And I used to be a variegated lover.
Yeah.
But not so much anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Syngonium chiapense. Have you seen this one?
Is that
Yes, I have one.
Trending? Because.
Was it trending before?
I feel like back when we started plants, like that was one, not, I don't know about trending, but that was one of the Syngoniums. I'm like, ooh, I really like that one. That one looks so cool.
Well, there's the variegated one, I guess, is now trending.
Oh.
Yeah. And the variegation is very similar to like, Syngonium elbow. It's giving Syngonium elbow vibes. Yeah, it's kind of pricey. One two leaf cutting is like $80 on Etsy.
Dang.
Wow.
For a Syngonium, yeah.
The variegated one. Ooh, that's pretty.
Isn't it pretty?
It is so pretty.
Oh, that's really pretty.
I love Syngonium so much. I love them. But
I do too.
Ooh. Yeah, that one's pretty.
Peace, Love, and Happiness Club is selling it for $300.
Yikes.
I don't know how big it is. It looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 leaves-ish. Four or five leaves.
Yeah.
This place always has the Peace, Love, and Happiness Club, I feel like, is... If I want to look for, like, the it plants, I'll look on their website, because they always have, like... trendy stuff in stock.
Yeah it's a beaut and the leaves are huge on these, like just like the green form, like,
yeah,
massive.
They anyway. Do get very big. Oh, there's a Syndapsis. Okay, so I'm looking at Peace, Love, Happiness Club's website to like jog my memory here. There's a Syndapsis Silver Queen. There's also Silver Splash.
Oh.
But to me, these look like the Exotica. Like, I just don't know if that's, like, unique enough to make me go out and buy that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's they're not expensive. So, like, it's fine. But, like, it just looks so similar. Oh, and the Syndapsis Silver Lady. Like, so many different types of Syndapsis. But they all look so similar to each other.
Yeah. Did you have one, Adam?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to just think about, like, things I've seen hit the market that people are... see, I hate to say that, but I'm associating trendy with price.
Yeah, I know.
In my head. And that's kind
of... But that's kind of... Isn't that kind of what it is, though? Because the plants are so sought out that they have to... They mark up the price because they're harder to get.
Yeah, I mean... Supply and demand.
Supply and demand.
But there's this one specific one that when I first saw it, I was like, oh, I have to have that. It's a Hoya Carnosa Madara. Madara. Madara, Madara. But it looks sickly. But then part of me is like, ooh, I kind of want it. But I felt the same way about the... Oh, sorry.
Monstera? Sorry.
No, Hoya Carnosa Madara.
Oh, Hoya. Oh.
And that's what I'm saying is I think variegated plants are, because a lot of like the, I'm using like air quotes, but the unicorn plants is what they're calling. Like, you know, when you have a highly sought after Hoya, they're like unicorn Hoya, which I don't know when that started, but it did. But like the Madara has been one of those and it looks a little sickly.
Like it does. It looks like it has like a disease.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of the Lacunosa Amarillo, which I have that I didn't like at first. But now when I got it, I was like, oh, this is actually really cute. So I feel like I would like this one. I just don't know. I mean, I've reached a point where like the amount of money I would spend on getting a new plant is not very high. Like I was pretty reckless there for a bit. I think we all were.
Yeah. Well, not me.
But now it's like, I don't have the room. I don't have any of that. Like, so when I want something, it's either going to be like a trade, like I can grow my collection with trades. But then I also like struggle with doing trades because it's just like a lot of work mentally, you know?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I kind of it just avoid them because when people are like, oh, I want to trade, but then you have to go back and forth. And then what if they want one of your plants that you're not ready to cut? And then you have to say no. Like, and I'm a people pleaser. And it's
awkward.
Yeah.
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 I've been in...
Nora just spit up everywhere too, by the way. I know you didn't see that because she's facing us.
Great. I was like, why does it feel extra wet around here? Okay. Not to totally derail the conversation, but another one that I'm seeing right here is the Philodendron Strawberry Shake. Have you heard of that one?
Shake. Oh.
Yes.
I have heard of this one, but wasn't this like trending a while ago or no?
I don't know if it was trending a while ago. It's like newer on my radar, I think. I don't know, but there's like so many different hybrids that'll have like the pink in it now. Like remember when it was just the pink princess with the pink and now there's like so many... Like
okay,
or the pink Congo. Remember the pink Congo?
Yes.
Congo controversy.
Oh, we should have talked about that last week. The pink Congo. Okay, for anyone who doesn't remember, it was this plant that got like, what did it get like injected with something, and so it would turn the leaves like bright pink, but then the leaves as they kept growing out would just turn regular green because it was just. An injection or something like that. And they were selling it as if it was a pink princess. That is how intense the pink princess craze was that they had to come up with some like scientific version of it.
It gripped the market and they were like, let's figure out how to make more of these. And then they chemically altered and then, it was wild.
Yep.
Pink though is definitely, I'm seeing that more and more. There's one on this one website, Rare Plant Fairy, and they have an Alocasia Black Velvet Pink Variegated. This Alocasia looks really cool, actually.
Yes, some of the Alocasia I've been seeing are gorgeous.
Yeah, but it's for one tiny, tiny leaf, it's $800. for an alocasia.
$800. That's crazy. I would never. Never. What's the most you guys have spent on a plant?
Oh. Do we want to go there? Honestly, I'm going to say...
I feel like we talked about this at one point, but I don't remember. I'm not remembering.
Mine has to be under $100. I was never comfortable enough investing that much money in a plant.
I feel like mine is the $500 range, maybe. I think at the most, and that's only like one or two. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I've spent $300 on my Albo Monstera, which is now crumbling due to thrips.
Oh no.
But I have like, it has many children out there, and I feel good about it. If it died, I feel good about it. I can get another one. It's fine. But it has reproduced many times, and I have viable cuttings from it. So like, it'll live on if it dies. If the main plant dies, it'll live on. And I'm confident I can get another one.
So in our first episode back this season, we talked about like, just where we're at. Remember I talked about like the desire to possibly sell my Thai Constellation?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there was a post of somebody local in the Arizona group. And I've always said Arizona people are stingy when it comes to plants. That's probably good, you know. But someone was trying to sell a Thai that was the size of mine, maybe even bigger leaves, for $1,500. Look, and I was going to list mine for $2,000. Because I wanted to price it at a point where it wasn't going to go to a chop shop. They weren't going to chop it, and like a very specific buyer. And also that like I've put in work. It's like, what price would you put on your child? You know, like that's the thing. But then I know that that's a ridiculous price. Anyway, this guy listed his for $1,500, did not sell, like not even any bites. And I'm like, okay, well.
Wow.
And I guess,
yeah, but you know what?
You know, but like Thai Constellations were like going for a lot of money.
I'm on this website here right now, and there's a three leaf cutting. Yeah, they're mature leaves with like aerial roots, but it's $240. So like my thought is you could probably chop it up and get more than that. I don't think that that's a ridiculous price.
I know,
and like you said, that's what someone would buy it for. Someone would probably buy it to chop it up and resell it. And you don't want that.
I don't want that. But you know, like what, you know, that's not really my decision to make, you know, I don't know. It's getting so big, but I do love it. So I think things have definitely drastically changed. Because, I mean, they're not readily available. I mean, Costa released some, but they didn't do what they thought they were going to do. It's just, it is wild how things change. And fairly quickly, like, I always envied the people who, like, when there was a plant back in, like, 2020, 2021 that I, like, really wanted, I would be like, I need to buy it. And then there was a good chunk of people, maybe you even involved, like, included Nicole, but being like, I'm just going to wait. And as soon as it's going to be like, that's going on with inner variegated polyneura, Hoya polyneura, inner variegated. It's beautiful. It's insanely priced, but the polyneura grows so quickly and is easy to propagate. So when the outer variegated first hit the market, people were selling like two nodes for like 4,000, 2,000, that kind
You're
of stuff.
You're kidding.
That's
and
insane.
And within 2 months, the price dropped and they were selling for like $400, you know? So it's like, you just, where your heart is with plants, if your heart is, I just love having beautiful plants, like then yeah, you can play the waiting game. But if yours like, oh, I need to get in and get money and be like, post this online so people love it, then you're going to be shelling out some bucks. But like everything eventually comes down in price. Everything eventually will like flood the market.
Yes. Yeah. And that is the lesson in it all is like, and also I think when you wait a little bit to buy a plant, you might realize that you didn't really want it that bad anyway. And it was just the excitement of something new. Like that's what it is for me most of the time. Yeah. Like if I'm just like, I'm just going to wait, even if I see it in person and I'm like not totally satisfied with the price, I'll be like, I'm just going to wait just a little bit longer. And then the price will come down or I won't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess if you have been like searching and looking and then that price looks good for you, then obviously go for it. But
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I just could never. I could never. I'm just cheap. It's not that I didn't want the plants that were like trending and pretty, and I just could not spend that much money on a plant because I don't trust myself mainly. I'm like, am I going to keep this alive? Like, I don't know, you know, but.
Okay. So what we'll leave this episode off with, like what we think, not. So I think we have to break the thought of like trending equals price, but like what plant that we've all had that we're like, this needs to be a trending plant because it's easy, it's beautiful, and people should be growing it.
Mycans. Ugh.
As my mycans is like dried up, dead AF.
Yeah, my mycans.
Zero for thrips when I first had thrips.
Yep.
Really? Okay. Yep. Well, my mycans yep. has gone 4 weeks without any water in soil. And she's fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how, unless Jay topped it off while he was down there and didn't tell me. I don't know. But yeah, I don't think that happened. He knows not to touch my shit.
My mycans, as Adam said, was ground zero for thrips. Like, that was the plant that I was like, this plant is losing a lot of leaves. What's going on?
Okay, well, aside from thrips, do you guys think it's an easy plant though? I mean, it's a beautiful plant.
It is so pretty.
Very inexpensive.
Yeah. In a video that I have going out next week, I describe it as a heartleaf philodendron with a velvet coat. Like, it's so easy. Mm-hmm. It is a heartleaf philodendron. Yep. Very easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine has gotten really big, and it's probably one of my favorites right now. But that would be mine. That's okay. What I would say.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I feel like I'm a big advocate for the Anthurium clarinervium. I think it's just such an easy Anthurium. I mean, once I figured out how to care for it, it just is so prolific. And maybe this is just mine. I don't know. But I think that if you're wanting to dip your feet in, maybe that one or the Vichyi would be a better first choice for Anthurium, but like either one of those I think are really fun and like they're easy to find at like a good price.
Yeah, the VGI is definitely one of those Anthurium that I was like, because you have said from the beginning that it's so easy for ambient, and that's usually a struggle with Anthurium, is like they need higher humidity. That's been one I've been wanting because it's so pretty, but then again, like I don't want it because I get over Anthurium very quickly. So note to self, you don't want that plant. I guess for me, I would say just a regular Hoya carnosa. It's just nice to have like the OG, the steadfast, tried and true Hoya, you know?
Yep.
I think that one should always be trending because it's like, if you have Hoya, I feel like you need to have a carnosa, and they are hardy AF. Isn't that the one of yours, Nicole, that's blooming?
Yeah.
Yeah. After all the abuse. Stardust. Yeah.
Yeah. It's bone dry. It's in LECA. Bone dry. And those LECA balls have no more water left in them.
Wow. Iconic. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She's a babe. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us in today's episode. If you liked it, head on over and give us a review, you know, 5 stars only. Thank you. And don't forget to chat with us about what plants you feel are trending right now. Maybe a plant that you feel should be trending that isn't.
Wish list plants.
Drop them in the comment section of today's post over on our Instagram at Potted Together. And then you could follow us individually. Becca is at De La Plants. Adam is at Not Dude, KNOT. And I am at My Clean Leaves. And then if you want to hear what we chatted about earlier before we started recording this episode, you could catch that episode over on our Brave Yet Controversial tier on Patreon.
Yeah,
it's fun over there, you guys. B-Y-C. All right, thanks. B-Y-C. Thanks again, and we will see you next week. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.